Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to another podcast. The last podcast, I talked about Mother's Day and how difficult Mother's Day can be a lot of times for those of us who didn't have the best mom. Anyway, we touched on that quite a bit, so that was what we talked about last time. This morning, I've been thinking about something to talk about. And we've had some unusual things happen in our home lately. Now, our house wasn't built on a cemetery that I'm aware of, and it certainly wasn't, no one was murdered in it. Built back in the 80s, and it's a two-story house, just a little over 2,000 square feet. Nice size home. I've never really picked up anything there. If some of you have been listening to my podcast, you know that I will talk sometimes about, you know, picking up certain, I don't know, vibes or just, I don't want to sound too super spiritually crazy, but I can usually tell you if things are a little wonky in the spirit. So I haven't really picked up anything on this house. We've been there for a little over 2 years, and we love our house. We love every bit of our house. We love where we are. We love our location. We're very blessed to have the house. Prior to living in this house, we were all cramped into an apartment. So not a day goes by that we don't stop and appreciate what we have in our home as opposed to the apartment. So when we first moved there, we knew that there was a tenant that used to live there, was pretty much a recluse. He didn't really get out much. I think he and his wife were either in the process of divorce or they did divorce, and I think there was a little kid involved, a little girl, a little boy. I'm really not sure. I just know there was a child involved. And I don't know if he couldn't see the little girl or he was afraid he wasn't going to be able to see her. But at any rate, he went up to the second floor and put a gun to his head and killed himself. And he died in the home. Now, you might say, oh, well, that's your entity. That's your spirit that's there. It could be. Could be. But before we solidify that belief, let's go a few more steps and talk about what led up to this. We knew the house, you know, had someone who got killed in it, and they were asking a little bit more than, you know, I thought the house was worth, and I felt like the house was worth a certain amount of money, and that was what I was willing to pay for it. And when we found out that there was a suicide in the home, it dropped, the price of the home dropped substantially. And so we all made an offer on the home and went through all the paperwork and through the bank and everything, and we were very blessed and very encouraged that we did get the home for the price that we got it. If you know anything about housing prices today, our home is worth a lot more money than what we paid for it, I'll just tell you that. We dare not sell it simply because we love it, but mostly because if we did, we'd have to pay the price that we probably sold it to replace it, and we just don't want to do that. We came in at a good time, so we're going to stick around. We're going to stay there. We've still got, you know, a good 10 years before we can retire, so we want to make sure that we've got somewhere we can land when we get a little older, and we'll reassess in 10 years just to see what life looks like. But for now, we're going to keep it. But anyway, the fellow that killed himself upstairs was a young guy. I'm sorry that life got so terrible for him that death was the only way out. I really am. I'm sad for him and for his family and for the child that will grow up one day knowing that its father killed himself. So I am sorry that that's one of the things that is going to be part of his legacy, but I am glad that we were able to get the house. And we love our house. We're not afraid of our house. We don't feel like there's something wrong or, you know, scary or spooky to our house at all. However, I will say this. I guess about a year ago, maybe even longer, I began to hear noises upstairs. And when I say noises, what I mean is I hear someone that sounds like they're upstairs, like a human being is walking around upstairs. Now, I have a teenager upstairs, and I have a young daughter under the age of 30 that's upstairs. And they're both very noisy people. And, you know, if you ever lived below someone in a two-story structure, then you know that walking around can be loud. But they're just loud on their own. So anyway, they weren't home one day when I was home by myself. I think I'd come home for lunch. I live pretty close to my house. I mean, I work pretty close to my house. Anyway, I had come home for lunch and was downstairs in the living room. I think I was watching a little YouTube or something and eating my dinner, and I heard something upstairs, what sounded like to me someone was walking around upstairs. It's pretty obvious when someone's upstairs. It's, you know, you hear certain noises in the flooring and things like that. And so I just assumed Caroline, my daughter, was home because, you know, she's out and about all the time, but I didn't see her truck out there. So I thought, well, maybe she's not there. So I looked out there, and sure enough, the little SUV she drives wasn't out there. And so I decided I'd just go upstairs, take a look, see if, you know, something was up there. Could have been a, you know, bird, could have been an animal or something, you know, making that kind of noise. I doubt it, but I would go out and just want to rule that out. So I go upstairs, and nothing's there. There's no obvious noises there. There's nothing that is obviously, that is making the noise, basically. Nothing is there. And so I think, okay, well, it could have been, you know, settling. Could have been, you know, I tried to explain it away as much as I could. Not that I was creeped out or that I was afraid or anything. I don't want to immediately jump to, you know, there's some spiritual entity in my ceiling, I mean, or in my house, you know. And so, as a result of that, it piqued my ears to listen more often for noises that came from upstairs. So I was always sort of on guard to hear the things that I had heard before. So in many ways, it was confirmation bias. You know, I wanted to hear what I thought I heard, so I would listen. And I thought, well, if I do that, then I might mess up the experiment because I'll be looking to hear something. So I'm definitely going to hear something if I'm looking for it. So I decided to let it go, you know, see if the anybody else in the house, you know, heard anything, or perhaps if we were there together, you know, we might hear it together. It seemed like time had gone on for quite some time that, you know, we didn't hear anything at all. And little by little, I would hear the girls say, it sounded like somebody was upstairs and somebody wasn't up there. And each time it would be the sound of, you know, just someone up there, like, you know, one of my children. And so one day my daughter and I, one day recently, I'd say within the last 6 months, my daughter, my oldest daughter and I were sitting in the living room, and we heard a noise that sounded just like my daughter, her sister, was home and up in her room. And she's just a loud person. She just really is. And so is my teenage boy. And we just looked at each other, knowing that we both knew that there were noises that we had both heard independently of the other upstairs. We knew, you know, she gave me that look like, there's something up there, you know. And she was excited, and her eyes got big, and she smiled real big, and, you know, it was like proof, I guess, because someone's here to confirm it, you know. And so anyway, I looked at her and I just kind of laughed, and I said, you going up there? And she said, yeah, I'm going to go up there. I said, okay, well, if you find anything, holler at me. So she went up there, and of course, you know, nothing was there. Everything was empty. The room was empty, but it was interesting that, you know, here we were together, we heard it. And so fast forward now to about a week ago. Now, we had told my wife this. Now, my wife is the kind of person that she's very cautious in her initial belief. And she doubts just about everything we tell her, just because that's who she is, that's her personality. And so about a week ago, maybe a little longer, but not much longer, but we were all together down in the living room, and I want to say it was me and Emily and my wife Missy. We're all down there together, and Emily's my oldest daughter, and Missy's obviously my wife, and we were in the living room, and we heard this noise upstairs. We had heard it, but we just kind of ignored it because Missy was there. And she looked at us and she said, is Caroline here? Is she upstairs? And we said, no, she's not. She said, well, what about Thomas? Is Thomas upstairs? I said, nope, Thomas isn't upstairs either. He's at school. And Caroline's at work. She said, well, who's upstairs? And Emily and I just looked at each other and bust out laughing, you know, because we know we heard it. We know she heard it. And now she's looking at us like we're crazy. And, you know, she wants to run up there and check it out. So I said, well, go check it out. Tell me what you think. So she heads upstairs and we're both talking and laughing and kind of giggling, you know, and she comes back downstairs. Her eyes are as big as little saucer plates. And she says, there's no one up there. And I said, yep, there's nobody up there. We told you that. We told you a long time ago we've been hearing noises up there. And, you know, things are happening. And she's like, that's just weird. That's just weird, you know. And I said, yeah. I said, I'm not worried about it. I don't get a fearful feeling about it like I have in some places. You know, if you've ever been somewhere where, you know, you get the heebie-jeebies, so to speak, or you get a little scared or nervous or something, or you're in a place that, you know, is just evil, you can kind of figure that out, you know, and I want to get out of there, you know, because it's scary, and I've never gotten that here, ever gotten it here. And so I was telling her, I said, well, you know, it's nothing evil. And you know, of course, now my wife is, she's of the ilk that believes that, you know, it's either of God or it's of Satan. Well, you know, I know there's a God, I know there's a Satan, and you know, I'm a firm believer in the scriptures, and I believe in Jesus Christ, and you know, I believe that he died for us, and that, you know, one day he'll come and get us again. So when it comes to the belief of Christ and you know, things that go along with it, of course I'm all about that. But I also have a part of me that says there is a lot that we don't know. There's a lot that we don't really understand. And I don't want to attribute everything to a demon under a rock, you know. And so I'm a little less cautious when it comes to stuff like this, to where I will say, I don't know everything there is to know about the world beyond this one. I know that people have had near-death experiences. I know that people have seen other people, dead people that have been gone for years. There's pictures, there's video proof, there's a lot of proof out there that something is going on beyond this world, something that we don't really understand, something that doesn't really figure into the scriptures of the Bible, not in my opinion. And so I am more of the type of person that would entertain the idea that maybe something out there that we haven't been exposed to, that we don't have written down, that we don't know about, maybe that would help explain how these things can happen. Because honestly, I don't know. I don't have an answer. And it's like my daughter and I were talking, and she said, Daddy, I don't really know. And I don't want to say I do know when I don't know. And I said, well, I'm the same way. And I said, you know, I said, I know it angers some of the more religious people who would believe that, you know, this would be attributing something innocuous to a demonic being or a satanic being, whatever you want to call them, fallen angels or demons or whatever, and it's dangerous. And I agree. I mean, if it were, I think that the spirit that lives within me would tell me, and I think the spirit that lives within me would admonish me enough that I wouldn't do it. However, with that being said, I've never had that problem. I've never been told by the spirit or felt by the spirit that what I was doing was evil or wrong. And so, because I believe the spirit of God lives within me, I don't think that I can throw everything out just because I think it's evil. So, with all that being said, and you may disagree, and that's fine. It's okay if you disagree. You may have scripture that backs up or supports the reason you disagree, and I appreciate that. I've heard it. I've heard a lot of it, and probably have heard it all. But I will just tell you that I personally have seen things that there's no other explanation for. And for years, I chalked it up as maybe it was demonic activity, maybe it was fallen angels, you know. And then I got to thinking, what if there's a realm that we don't know about? What if there is a realm that possesses those who have left this world, and for whatever reason, I don't want to say they're stuck here, but something's going on. I don't know how to explain it. So in the absence of knowing, I'm not going to shut it down and just call it all evil. So you may not like that. You may be offended by that. You may not like that I said that, and you may feel like you need to, you know, not listen to this podcast anymore. And if that's your choice, then certainly that is your choice. You can do that. But I will continue for those who are listening. I have a gift. I've had a gift for a long time, since I was young, where I can communicate with entities that have gone on before and left this world. And my wife doesn't like me to use it. There are certain friends that say that it's dangerous. Again, I believe the Spirit of God lives within me, and I feel very comfortable doing it. I don't feel like I'm conjuring up demons or putting anyone at risk. I've never been admonished by the Spirit for doing it. So I will continue to do it until the Lord tells me otherwise. But with that gift also comes a heightened sense of spiritual things, like what's in our house now. It seems to be relegated to just the upstairs. Nothing that I'm aware of has happened outside or down in the kitchen or the dining room or the living room or any of the downstairs rooms. And so as a result, I can't help but think that there must be something related to the man that killed himself upstairs, because it's in the room where he killed himself. Now, I don't really know how to combat something like that. I don't even know the reason why we are here and the things that we're here, or that he is making noises up there. I'm not really sure. And so, again, in the absence of these things, I am more inclined to believe that it's real. We just don't completely grasp what it is until we find out what it isn't. So that is what's going on in my house. It's not the first time ever either. We lived in what we described as a haunted house when I was a child. And it was pretty scary back then. I didn't have the years of experience. And I was a kid. I was, you know, 8 years old. So it was pretty scary for me. I'm an adult now, and you know, things like that don't necessarily make me afraid like when I was a kid. And so there are a lot of factors that help make up that equation. But anyway, perhaps you have a similar story. Perhaps you have very same story, who knows, or something totally different. But there's something there. We can't explain it. We don't have words to explain it. We don't have experiences to explain it. You know, I mean, I want to believe that when you die, you either go in the grave or you go to heaven. And so maybe that's too simplistic. You know, maybe perhaps the grave is here. And maybe they have, I don't know. You know, I don't know what kind of freedom they have when they leave this body. You know, I've heard near-death experiences, but not sure what is true and what is fabricated by people who, you know, want to be on TV. So that's all I got to say about it. But anyway, I hope it's been enjoyable for you, and hope you have a great Friday. And it won't be long, and we'll be in the month of June already. Good gracious, where is the summer going already? Anyway, well, thanks for listening, guys.